the masses, men of every bird, form and after. Jesus gave the key.
Welcome to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Pastor Patricia Benneman. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, asking you to join us in another joyous day of worshiping God and accepting and praising Jesus and hearing the message and the words of wisdom coming from Pastor Benneman. So let's listen to Benny Cummings and choir singing Lift Him Up. Without further interruption, Pastor Benneman is on the line and ready to bring us the message. So when Benny Cummings and choir finishes, you will hear the voice of Patricia Benneman.
To me, he didn't specify what type of men or women he wanted to lift him up at that particular time. All he said was, lift me up. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So it doesn't matter whether you are on alcohol or whether you're on prescription drugs or street drugs, whether you be a whore or a prostitute, whether you be an adulterer or a backslider, he said, lift me up. I'll draw them. You can't draw them. But if you lift me up, if you live right in their presence, if you walk right, if you talk right, if you do what's right, you are lifting me up for men to see. And because your life is a spokesperson for me, then I'll be able to draw them unto me. Come on, come on, people. This is 2016. There is yet work to be done. There are yet souls to be saved and sanctified, cleaned up and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Come on and let's lift Jesus up. We're looking for Jubilee, but let's lift the Savior up for men to see. I know it's my season to be blessed, but a better blessing would be that I lift up the Savior for men to see. For he said that if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Aren't you glad today that you are a light, a beacon of light for the Master, for the Savior? Oh, God, I can't express it enough. We've got to learn how to lift up Jesus at such a time as this. As I watched the news and I saw that the crane came crashing down. And when I saw it, I don't know what the death toll may be now, but there was one person killed and three injured. And they want to investigate and try to find out what happened. But, you know, I always wondered, why would they leave such a big object as a crane up in the air and just leave it there? And they're trying to say the wind blew and whatever. They're trying to figure out what happened, but Jesus already knows. Jesus was there before it happened, while it happened, during the happenings. Jesus knows. So lift him up for men to see. He said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll draw all men unto me. I tell you, we want to lift up Jesus. This is Jubilee, and it's time for the saints of God to be blessed, even so much so that back in the day, in the book of Mark's Gospel, let's do Mark's Gospel. I haven't been in Mark's Gospel in a while, and as I searched through my Bible, I saw something. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and you told us to rejoice and be glad in it. And God, we want to give you praise, glory, and honor. We want to give you thanksgiving. I heard a preacher say, God, before I asked you for anything, let me tell you thank you. God, we want to tell you thank you. That's my motto at Glory United Ministry. Tell the Lord thank you. If you do no more than just say thank you, he already knows what you need before you asked him. He has supplied your every need. And God, we said, thank you, Lord, for one more day. For it's a day that we've never seen before, and a day that once it's gone, it's finished. It's like a fire where it's consumed, the smoke coming forth. We will never see this day again once it has passed. But God, you are always there. You are there all the time. You never sleep nor slumber. You are there with us, walking beside us, leading us and guiding us. If we would allow you to lead us and guide us, God, you never fail. Oh, God, you are omnipresent. You are there. You're the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. And we thank you, sweet Jesus, because you live, even though we don't want to face tomorrow, but because you live, oh, we can face tomorrow. Because the Master lives, the fear may not be gone, but because he lives, we know who holds our future, and life is worth the living just because. So we thank you, God, for everything. We thank you for being who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, sweet Jesus, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I say thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Father, for your outstretched hand. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy towards us. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us of our iniquities, all of our unrighteous ways. We thank you that even though we may be a smell that's not pleasant in your nostril, you still have mercy upon us. You still have compassion upon us. And you grant us peace. Oh, God, we thank you for this day belongs to you because you have made us. We say thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. For in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God, say amen. Oh, let's go to let's go to Mark's Gospel, and let's begin reading at verse 8, and I saw something that I wanted to read. Wow. This always happens. I'm focused to read one thing, and then my eyes will fasten on to another thing. But I tell you, let's go to Mark's Gospel. 8th chapter. I'm tickled because that's just like God for me to have my mind set on one thing and he comes through with something else. But we praise him for his mighty goodness. I'd say, again, I say, let's go to Mark's Gospel. The 8th verse, I'll leave that 7th chapter of the 7th chapter, I'll leave that for another time. But let's go to Mark 8, verse 1. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, now this is the gospel saying, in those days when Jesus saw that the people had nothing to eat. If I was to give this sermon a title today, I would title it, He Sees, oh God. When I said that, I felt the anointing hit me in my back on the right side. He sees, he knows, and he cares. I like that. That preaches to me all by itself. He sees, he knows, and he cares. Just in case someone out there feels like God has forgotten them, God is not concerned about them, God don't even love me. That's how some of us feel from time to time. But I want to let you know that Mark's Gospel said, in those days, Jesus, we're talking about Jesus, in those days, the multitude being great and having nothing to eat, Jesus, it didn't say Peter or John, Andrew, Bartholomew, didn't say that. It said in those days, seeing that the multitude was so great, having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude. He sees, he knows, and he cares. Ooh, somebody tell God, thank you. Yes, yes. I have compassion. Jesus is talking with his disciples. Look, Peter, John, do you see the crowd of people that's following our ministry? The disciples were saying, well, yes, Lord, we see the crowd. Jesus said, but they've had nothing to eat. And he's not talking about spiritual food. He's talking about the natural food that's good for the body. Jesus says, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days. My glory today. And have had nothing to eat. 3 days they have been with Jesus and they've had nothing to eat. Now, I know there are those of us who like to say that I'm going on a 40-day fast and I will eat nothing. That's the fast that I believe Jesus was in the wilderness, and he fasted and he prayed 40 days and 40 nights, and he was, the Bible says he was after it in hunger because he had eaten or drank nothing. But Jesus himself is with these people, the multitude of people, and he's having a concern for them. He said, look here, we've got to do something for the followers. We have to do something for the worshipers. We have to do something for the praise dancers. We have to do something for the one who's beating the tambourine. We have to do something for my children. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, how he loves me and you. And you think that he doesn't care about you because your prayer have not been answered, that you are aware of it, has not manifested itself on the earth. So you're starting to have a pity party and you're starting to throw your rocks at Jesus and then hide your hands because you asked him 10 years ago. Hasn't come to pass yet. Let's go back to the word of God. And they've been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Verse 3 says, and if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way. For divers of them came from far. He cares about how far you come from. And he knows when to give you what you need. Whatever you are lacking after you've been in the presence of the Lord and you've been following him and you've taken up your cross and you began to follow the ways of Christ, he knows when to take care of the situation. He could have fed them on day one. He could have fed them on day two. But Mark's gospel says Jesus made the statement saying that they have been with me 3 days and have eaten nothing. That has a lot to say about the compassion, the heart, and the mind of Jesus that he had towards us, his followers, his disciples. He care about us. Remember in his word how he feeds the little birds. He cares about you. He sees, he knows, and he cares. So don't you worry. Don't you fret. Keep on following Christ. Keep on trusting by faith. Keep on believing by faith. Know that Jesus is concerned about you physically as well as spiritually, because I'm sure Jesus was teaching the word, because he is the word. How else could he teach anything else but who he is? Well, do you want a parable on that? Okay, well then an orange cannot give you lemon juice, but an orange can give you orange juice. Well, what I'm saying is that the only thing that could come out of Jesus is the word. Why? Because he is the word. But he knew that the natural body needed more than just spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that come out of the mouth. Okay, so he was giving them the word out of his mouth. He was teaching them, the multitude of folk. But he said, these people need some natural food. And he began to inquire of his disciples. Now, we are his disciples here on the earth, on the universe. We're his disciples. And when he inquires of you, have you fed someone today? It could mean whether you fed them spiritually. If they need a spiritual food, you're his disciples. Feed them. Give them the word. And because you're his disciples, we're supposed to be doing the work that Christ did. Well, if you see a man hungry, feed him. Oh, it even goes as far as to tell you, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he's thirsty, you give your enemy a drink. In so doing, you reap coals of fire upon their head. But it didn't go like this here. These are Jesus' friends, because he said, I lay down my life for my friends. So these had to be people that's following him. They liked him enough or loved him enough that they were sold out, sold to the teachings of Jesus were so rich. It was so impactful that they didn't even say, look, I gotta go home. I'm hungry. I need something to eat physically. I got to go get me some grub. But they stayed there to hear what Jesus was saying. Oh, my God. They were mesmerized by the word of God. We need to get like that today. I know it's my season, but do I have compassion in my season? Would I stop focusing on what I need God to give me and see what can I do for someone else? Or is it all about me? Is it all about my grandchildren? Is it all about my daughter? Is it all about my cousin? Is it all about my son? But Jesus, the disciples, and say to them, these people have been here a long time. They have had no food. And they've come a long way. So you think because you went to church 3 miles to get to Bible study or prayer service that you're doing God a favor. These people come from further distances than that. So much so that Jesus said, listen, if I send them away fasting, if I send them away hungry, if I send them out from among me like that, with their bodies in that condition, have had no food for 3 days or so, then they are not going to get back to their designated places. They're not going to make it home. Some of them are going to collapse on their journey back home because they will be too weak to make it because they hadn't eaten in 3 days. Verse 4, and his disciples answered him, whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? Now, you always have a few amongst you that wanna be smart mouthed, as we call it growing up. You got a smart mouth. Somebody's thinking all the time, bunch of nonsense. Well, how are we going to, come on here, Jesus, let's be sensible. How are we going to satisfy these men here with just bread? That's not going to do them any good. This is what they're saying back to Jesus. And we're here in the wilderness. Come on. And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. You know, 7 is God's number. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks. Here it is again. Jesus gave thanks over the 7 loaves. I think sometime we need to give thanks over whatever it is that we are trying to get more of. If we would just say thanks over it, it would supply. It will, you know, just begin to stretch out and become more. Little becomes much when we place it in the master's hand. And Jesus gave thanks. And break and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. They obeyed him. They took the baskets. They took that and gave it to the people. And they had a few small fishes. And he blessed and commanded to sit them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. He sent them away after they were full. There's no need then. He had stopped teaching. So he sent them home. They could make it. They had spiritual food and natural food. So they were full all the way around. Are you full today? Are you sure that Jesus has given you the bread and the meat and you're able to go on? Can you wait for him to manifest the things that you have put before him, or are you anxious for nothing? The scripture tells us to be anxious for nothing. Don't get in a hurry for nothing. Are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to let him know when you need your daily bread and your fish? I don't recall this verse of scripture here, this chapter of Mark's gospel. I don't recall anyone putting their finger up and saying, I got to get out of here because I got to go find me something to eat. I'm about to pass out. But they were so engulfed to the word of God until they forgot all about themselves naturally. And we have got to get with in that way with God. We have to get to a point with the Lord that, God, nothing else matters but you. But then God will say, yes, but I still have to take care of your natural man. I got you covered in the spirit. Now let me cover you with natural resources. Let me give you a piece of fish and a piece of bread. That will be enough to sustain you until you can get back to your houses where you come from, where I'm sure that you have meal and wine and whatever you need for the body's sake. He sees, he knows, and he cares. I don't know who this message is speaking to other than myself. He sees, he knows, and he cares. Yes, he knows what you have need of. And he saw that the multitude was following him. They've been with him 3 days. Can you imagine that? They were with him for 3 days. They never asked, what time are we going to eat? I've been in church, and they're having an anniversary, and they got all that food and prepared in the church basement, and folks is looking at one another, and the preacher's trying to bring the word of God to give them their spiritual food, and they're saying, what time are we going to get out of here? I'm hungry. But I don't recall any of these people saying that. But Jesus said it. Jesus said, I've got to show them that I'm concerned about them naturally as well as spiritually. I have to give them something to eat. The disciples saw a miracle along with the folk. How can 7 baskets of bread and a few fish, this scripture says, and they took up 7 baskets of meat, broken meat, who were finished eating. There was some left over. I want you to know today that he sees, he knows, and he can. Yes, I hear them on the television talking about, oh, it's your jubilee. This is your season to be blessed. And this is your time. This is your... but the Lord sees. He knows. And he can. He knows when to sit you down on the ground and feed you. Whatever your jubilee is, if it's a car, if it's a house, if it's a job, if it's money that's tied up, whatever, he knows when to sit you down on the ground and set before you what you need. I tell you, it's been a pleasure being with you on today. To God be the glory. He's got what you need. He sees, he knows, and he can. When your third day comes, whenever your third day comes, there's a whole lot of titles I could give this sermon. When your third day comes, he will set you down and give you your need. Again, I say, whatever you need, he will provide. Put your trust in him that he knows the season that he wants to bring forth what you need. You can't make it? That's what you say. I can't wait any longer. That's what you say. But that's not what the master said. Jesus said, I'm going to have compassion because they've been with me for 3 days. And I'm going to take care of the need. Oh, saints of God, Let's just lift our hands right now and tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. But I want to say thank you, Lord. Brother Walter Hawkins recorded the song. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. I know that the people that sat on the ground awaiting their meal had no clue of what it was. All they know that Jesus was involved in it, and it was good enough for them. Come on and sit down on the ground and let the Lord prepare the things for you that you need. Sitting down on the ground means humble yourself to receive what the Lord. Never mind about it's my season to be blessed. It's Jubilee, and I'm going to get just what I want from the Lord. Humble yourself and receive what the Lord has prepared for you, because he sees, hey, God, I thank you. He knows, and he cares about his children. There are times when it seems that he's not there. There are times when it seems that the Lord, there are times when the way seems so dark, but God sees it. He knows, and he cares. He cares about his children. God cares about you today. Don't you forget that. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Somebody said, well, you were just saying Jesus. Which one is it? Both of them. Jesus told the disciples. Jesus let us know that I and my Father are one. He sees. He knows. And he can. The cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him. He sees, he knows, and he cares. The fish still have money in his mouth. When Jesus commands the fish to bring forth the money that you need, he sees, he knows, and he cares. I'm so glad that Jesus sees, he knows, and he cares. There are times when I feel that the Lord has forgotten me. Oh, God, I thank you. There are times when I feel like he doesn't hear my prayers anymore. But I want to tell myself on today that the Lord sees, he knows, and he cares. He's going to feed me. I'm going to sit down on the ground, and I'm going to let the Lord be in charge. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God cares. He cares about his children. Hey, God, you see? Hey, Abba Basha. Hey, you see and you know and you care. Could you imagine how the people felt? When the disciples came and said to them, sit down on the ground. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down on the ground. These people were not even standing, sitting down before that point. They were standing, listening to the word of God. Jesus told his disciples, thank you, Lord. He told the disciples. Yes, he did. He said, sit them down. Sit them down on the ground. God, I thank you. I thank you for being able to sit down and receive what the Master has for me. I tell you, I'm getting excited over this word because I'm not just preaching to you, but I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself, and there is nothing wrong with that. We preachers get the word first. I am looking forward to the Lord sitting me down on the ground that I can receive what he has for me. I'm not worried about who's on the television talking about Jubilee and all of that. I'm not worried about the songwriter saying it's my season, it's my time, all of that. But I know what the word of God says here in that 8th chapter of Mark, where Jesus was showing concern, showing his love. In that 6th verse, he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks. Jesus did it. The preacher can't do that. The deacon can't do that. The choir can't sing you through that blessing. Jesus is in charge. He sees. He knows. And he cares. And may the Lord God bless you real good. That is my prayer for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And thank you, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, for that inspiring message. We sit at Jesus' feet, listening for the lessons from the Lord. And we want to thank you for allowing us to be in your company and to understand even better what the Scripture means. That was and is an inspiring message. And I want you to know, listeners, that it will be played not just today, but also be played tomorrow for sure, and maybe even Thursday. Everybody needs to hear that. Thank you, Lord. This is Walter Hawkins.